Real Ghost Stories Online.
I've been busy with work. The girlfriend, she finds a way to keep me busy as well. I even go to Bible study twice a week because of her. I'd mentioned before that my dad is an atheist, but my mom is Christian, so I was never forced to attend church. I'm not going to preach, but it is why I came home later than I normally did in my typical routine of going for a walk because I don't want to get fat. So, of course, the first thing I do when I'm out for a walk is go to the nearest 7-Eleven to get junk food. On my way back, I was worried because this person was walking very strange near me. I had a unique vibe. I was almost about to run, but it was an old African-American lady who claimed to recognize me. There's a reason why I didn't notice her. Typically, she would drive to the store. I remember her buying the lottery scratch-off. She was walking a little dog, but I could sense that something was wrong with her. She started to open up to me about how her life was very hectic. She told me that her husband died 11 days ago, and he didn't know it. He had cancer, but dropped a large amount of weight and then found out he had cancer the day after. Other close family of hers died as well. She also told me how he was on housing, and the city refuses to allow her to be on housing for some reason. Just a really bad situation. And to be fair, I kept the conversation short. I tried being polite, but I know when people are down on their luck, they might ask for a little bit too much. I recall her having a gambling problem. It was why she bought those scratcher tickets. I remember hearing her losing all of her money one night when I bought her a $5 ticket, and I guess she won some of it back, but for some reason, when you get addicted to gambling, people put money aside and hope to break even. Some sort of temptation that they can't resist. Got a little strange when she was telling me that I was about the same height as her husband. She then hugged me. It was a very awkward moment. Then she was asking me if I had a cigarette. I gave her money to buy a pack and told her I had to be up early and made my leave. Now here's the part that really freaked me out. I got home and I started to eat the junk food that I bought. Then my answering machine started to screw up and play the announcement. And then those random robotic voice noises like new message. And it said a number, a random number. And it was beeping until finally it was very fast and then very slow. It was really creepy and just bizarre as it was malfunctioning. Then it just seemed to work itself out and work fine. Played the message. Then in a southern accent it said, "Thank you, baby." In the back of my head I thought this could be the lady that I talked to earlier and she found a way to get my number and might be trying to call me. In the back of my head I thought she was happy that she had someone to talk to. Maybe wanted to thank me for the cash that I gave her for cigarettes. I wrote the number down, but I felt it was very strange that my answering machine was messing up. So I pressed the button to play all the missed calls. When I went to get my cell phone off the charger to record the last message, it played a few regular calls that I expected, but the last call changed to "thank you" and "goodbye." So I got ready to record it. As soon as I started recording, it said, "You have no messages." And the electricity went out. So I'm standing in the dark. I may have waited a couple of seconds, but I ran outside into my truck. What freaked me out was that the rest of the neighborhood all had their lights on. It was just the row of my apartments that went out. And the workers use those zip ties to close a utility box on the side that has the electric switches and cable box, and it had not been tampered with. I decided to drive around to see if the lady was roaming around walking her dog. It would very much clear my mind. Seems more rational that maybe it was an electrical issue. The answering machine likely malfunctioned. I've had the thing for over 15 years, so it's possible that it may have just screwed up. I drove around and I couldn't find her, but I remembered that I gave her money for cigarettes and asked a worker if an older African-American woman with a dog had dropped by at the gas station. He said only a few people showed up after I left and was all men. I was still thinking rationally. There was a gas station and maybe she decided to walk her dog to that other gas station and go that direction home. So I swung over there. The worker said nobody was around, only people getting gas and using their cards. He hadn't had a chance to talk to any customers all night. That was when I decided maybe something was strange. So I went back to the 7-Eleven and decided to talk to the employee there. I told him I was trying to find the lady who always buys those lottery scratchers. It's when he told me the lady's husband died, and she hasn't been around in months. I remembered that she had said her husband died 11 days ago, so I asked if he knew when her husband died. The whole time I was hoping he must have mistaken her for a different customer, but he mentioned that it had to have been over 4 months. because he went on vacation and she was telling him that her husband lost a ton of weight and they found out that he had cancer right after he died. The only difference between his story and what I heard was the 11 days instead of 4 months. I was thinking you may have talked to her earlier and was playing a joke on me or just misunderstood. Then he said that she seen proof. Took me to the employee area with the security footage. There was me buying my stuff and a couple of guys who went in. No lady or any women in general after that. I was pretty nervous. Bought a fountain drink, so I didn't feel like a rude customer. Then my cell phone rang. It was almost like a jump scare in a movie. It was just my girlfriend telling me that I left a bunch of junk food on the living room floor and the microwave. She said the stove and a few other things were flashing noon because the electricity had been out for a bit. I didn't want to tell her what had just happened about the lady that I'd run into at the convenience store that didn't show up on the camera that I had the conversation with. I just told her that the electricity went out when I was in the living room earlier, then asked if she wanted anything from the store. I didn't sleep at all that night. The next morning, I tossed out that answering machine and I had my home phone number changed. It's different when you hear these stories and it happens to other people. And I gave this possible apparition money. Just messes with you to think of it being you that's in the situation. It makes sense that I couldn't see this person clearly until they were within arm's length. I'm never going to enjoy that Twilight Zone episode where the phone lines were in a grave and they were getting calls. I was actually thinking about something that you had mentioned years ago when you worked at a radio station and how headphones might have some static on them and sometimes it can play a few seconds of audio. That's what I thought when I drove around that night. Maybe the answering machine situation had a rational explanation. But I'm all out of ideas. Nothing has happened since, so I'm hoping that she's moved on. Maybe she just wanted to say goodbye or not be forgotten. I guarantee I will never forget that night. Or the woman that came to me, that I vividly saw in that store, that the cameras did not. Imaginary friends are something that we talk about quite a bit on the show, because quite often they're more than just imaginary. They are making themselves known and they are...
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.